Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Well, Congressman Paul Ryan represents the 1st District in Wisconsin. While it's has a very slight Republican edge, he's never won with less than about 60% of the vote, even with the Democratic wave elections of 2006 and 2008. So how is he doing it? Michael Armato is a PhD candidate at the University at Albany. It is a State University of New York. He examined 16 members of Congress for his dissertation, is doing so now. One of them happens to be Paul Ryan. He joins us now. Michael, thanks for taking some time to talk to us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
You're actually in Madison, Wisconsin yourself, living there now. I'm guessing this is the talk of the town.
It's been something very prominent on the news, yes.
The analysis, then, that you did into Paul Ryan's political activities in his district, how did you go about it?
Well, what I'm studying is what's known as his franked material, and these are government-printed newsletters and correspondence and issues papers in Ryan's case that he sends out to his voters in his district at government expense.
See, how would you explain, though, his ability to win so consistently and so completely?
Well, there's several things I think that's happening here. First of all, he actually really hasn't had a serious challenger since at least 2002, when my program period for this research begins. None of his challengers have really... They haven't been like prominent state senators or prominent state assembly members who've been running. So that's one thing. The other thing is, though, that's related to it, he works his district a great deal. He sends out a large amount of this frank material compared to other members in my study. He's definitely in the top tier. I looked at over 60 pieces over that time frame, 2002 to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
He also does a great deal of town hall meetings, or listening sessions, as he calls them. One of his pieces in 2005 indicated he did 35 town hall meetings in a previous month. In 1 month, he did 35 town hall meetings. That's absolutely astounding. He also reaches out to his Spanish-speaking constituents. He did a bilingual town hall in Kenosha.
Does he speak some Spanish himself, or...?
I don't think he speaks Spanish himself. I think he has an interpreter, from what I'm understanding.
So he's had 60 pieces of this frank material. How does that compare to another congressman or other Congress members you've studied?
Every member of Congress in my study, and again, I'm only studying 16 because I'm really trying to get a qualitative analysis of each member. Some members don't send out any each year. Some send out one. I have one member who sent one when he first got elected in 2005, and then he didn't send one until 2010 when he was in trouble during the re-election.
Now, what about Congressman Ryan's two key issues, or I guess you could call them one, the Social Security and Medicare reform? How long and how consistently has he been presenting his position to his constituents?
He's been talking about both of those issues since 2002. In 2004, in particular, regarding Medicare, he noted in one of his pieces that by 2010, Medicare won't be solvent anymore. So he started talking about Medicare as we know it right now and as his plan is discussed right now in 2004. He talked a little bit longer, since probably 2003, he's been talking about Social Security, discussing, you know, putting one-third of your benefits into an individual account.
So it could be surmised that his position on this issue and the way he presents it does resonate with voters.
It could be surmised that it resonates with voters. He's been very consistent with it. I mean, this is not something new that he's been talking about. You know, along with that, he's been talking about the budget and debt since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very consistent. It appears to resonate with voters. But the other thing is, he's a conservative and he talks about issues in a conservative way, but he doesn't label himself a conservative. He doesn't say in any of the data that I'm looking at that he's a conservative. He never says it once.
Hmm.
even though his issues are clearly conservative.
Now, he's fiscally conservative and socially conservative.
Well, here's the other thing. In the issues that I'm in the data that I'm looking at, he really doesn't talk about social issues pretty much at all. He has one piece, I think around 2007, that's geared towards hunters and sportsmen. But other than that, he's talking mostly about Medicare, Social Security, budget debt issues. He's talking a great deal about health care, and he's been talking about health care since 2002. That's not a new issue for him either.
No,
but he's really... Yes.
You say Democrats, though, have not put up a serious challenge in previous elections. Has that changed this year?
Yeah. He's running against a Kenosha County supervisor named Rob Zurban, and he's currently raised $1.2 million, which is by far the most of any candidate thus far. What you should also know is that this year, the districts in Wisconsin did change, and actually... Ryan was put into a little bit more Republican district. They try to make his district a little bit safer for him because they realized in a wave election, and Wisconsin has wave elections, that he could be at risk with the right candidate against him who has the proper amount of money
But essentially, though, what you're finding is when it comes to comparing at least the 16 members of Congress that you looked at, Ryan does appear to be more active in his district, more energetic when it comes to interacting with his voters.
Right. And more thorough in explaining his policy positions. What happens is he'll send out two newsletters to everybody a year. In one of those newsletters, there's a little postcard that you can check off an issue area that he brings up, like Social Security. And he'll follow up, once he gets those postcards back, with a position paper on Social Security. So he is extremely forthcoming with his policy positions. He operates in a very, very high policy environment. He lets people know where he stands. Which is not the case with everybody.
Part of that boundless energy being driven by the fact that he's a fitness buff also. Michael Armato, a PhD candidate at the University at Albany, State University of New York. Michael, thank you so much for joining us and giving us more info on Congressman Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Now, when we come back, the story dominating Detroit today, two brothers set free after 25 years in prison. Some say they've been serving time for a crime they did not commit. I'll be joined by a Detroit Free Press reporter who's been covering it very closely to find out what the crime entailed and what happened today. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.